The scripture reading is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school. Today is the first Sunday of 2017. I pray in the name of the Lord that Father God's blessing will be on you and your families the new year. Today I will deliver a message titled The Father's Providence in both morning and evening services. It's the message of God's vision given to this church for the first week of 2017. I am delivering this message on behalf of the senior pastor, but I hope you will accept all these great and amazing things that will take place in this church with faith and great hope. Providence is the will of God who rules over the world and all things in the universe. God the Father is goodness itself, and His providence has been being fulfilled in good will as well. The creation of heavens and earth, creation of man, and 6,000-year human cultivation are all God's providence that contains His good will. Now, what is the good will of the Father toward this end time? The Father's goodwill is the same yesterday and today. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Our church was established to fulfill this goodwill of God, and this is what we've been trying to do. More specifically, the goodwill of God is, first of all, to lead numerous souls to salvation by spreading the gospel to all peoples. Second, it is to make any man of Holy Spirit to fill up the city of New Jerusalem. The goodwill of God can be summarized into these two goals, and it is God's pleasing will for us to be united and fulfill this goodwill of God. Also, the perfect will of God is to fulfill this goodwill without wavering, until the Lord comes back. The senior pastor has been dedicating himself to fulfill the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God since the opening of the church. We say this world is so full of darkness and sins and evil. And to reveal the will of God, in this kind of generation, there must be more sacrifice. You know, Pastor often talks about 30, 40, 50 years ago where there wasn't enough medical facilities and people had relatively better heart. Just by hearing about some divine healing works, many people were interested. They came to those churches. And those churches had revivals. And you can remember about 30, 40 years ago. But now, what is the world like? The world is so full of evil. So even though they see amazing works of God, they don't see God. And even though they, because they saw the works of God firsthand, they can't deny it. But it doesn't mean they circumcise their heart. They don't want to cut off the world. But only by the change of heart they can go into good heavenly kingdom. And also, even though they receive grace now, if they change soon, they can't receive salvation. So that is why the senior pastor is showing greater power of God day after day, week after week, year after year. He is bringing down even the power of recreation. And to do that, he is fulfilling the measure of justice, sacrificing himself to a tremendous degree. So he has been doing all the hard work and making sacrifices to fulfill the pleasing will of God. And we know about this very well. And in this year, 2017, the shepherd will fulfill the will of God, as he has been doing. And I ask you in the name of the Lord to pray together in unison and dedicate yourselves as well. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the good will of God to save many souls will be expanded with church associations and the world from 2017. Of course, the full-scale beginning will start when the part of recreation is completed 100%. And we have to prepare everything for that moment. In a 100-meter dash, only the runners who are ready can start immediately after the signal. No runner will begin to get ready after they hear the start signal. In any kind of sports, you see that you need to spend so much more time to prepare for the competition than the competition itself. You can never become a great athlete just by preparing for a short time. Sometimes mostly they have to practice all throughout their lives since childhood. 10, 20, 30 years, 10, 20 years. And also, before an important event, those events might end within seconds or minutes. But they prepare so much more, they prepare for so much more time before the competitions. And that's similar with our church. All these 35 years of history has been a time to prepare to give glory to God greatly through the power of recreation. But there were also, so many amazing things. But when the full-scale work of power of recreation will be taking place, all these things that we have been seeing cannot even begin to compare with those things that will take place. And that's what we've been doing. We have been preparing. And we will have to finish preparation. In this message, I will talk about the things that we will accomplish in church associations and the world when the part of recreation is 100% completed. The workers of the related departments should make their appropriate preparations. And I hope the church members will also pray for them. I already, Senior Pastor already talked to you about the church associations and world evangelism briefly in the message about the second prayer title of the year. Now, I'll explain about it in more detail. I hope you and I will both take this God-given vision and make the preparations together. Just by participating in it, you can also receive great rewards from God. And when the senior pastor will be the things I'm talking about is so great and so big and so important, and you might wonder, you may have nothing to do with it. Maybe you can pray for them. Maybe you can give a little bit of offerings, but some of you might not be able to think about what you can do. But if you contemplate on it, if you really deeply think about it, you can also you can realize what you can do for the kingdom of God as a small group leader, group leader, district leader, or in your positions. You can do a lot of things. First, I'll tell you about the goodwill of God toward the church associations in Korea. The Apostle Paul truthfully wanted his own people, Jews and Pharisees, to believe in the Lord Jesus and receive salvation, although they persecuted him. He said in Romans 9:3, I could wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ, for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Here, my brethren, my kinsmen, do not refer to physical relatives of Paul, but his people, Jews and Pharisees. There were even some Jews who vowed not to eat or drink before they killed Paul. And yet, Paul desperately wanted them to be saved, even if it meant that he couldn't be saved. It's because the Apostle Paul knew the goodwill of God the Father, who wants nobody to be destroyed, but all to be saved. Paul did not just know it as knowledge. He also had great love for the souls. And I can understand this heart of the Apostle Paul very well. When we were doing overseas crusades, there were some who disturbed us the most. They were Korean missionaries. When you deliver, spread the power of God manifested through the shepherd and the holiness gospel, the local people, they'll be interested. They will hear. They will find it interesting, thinking that the miracles that took place 2,000 years ago at the time of Jesus are still taking place. And we have evidence. We can show it to them. And we publicize our events. But soon, Korean missionaries will spread the false rumors. And they try hard. And some of the local people, they get confused. Or those who have good heart, they try to discern which is true or false. So easily they can see where is the attesting, the guarantee of God. And if they will think about these matters and they work with us, and after they have a crusade with us, you know, they become more influential. They become more prominent in the church associations locally. And those who are deceived and those who sided with those false, those missionaries who are spreading false rumors, they regret, and they also might even complain against those Korean missionaries who were spreading false rumors. He is a truly man of God, and why have you said all those things? And these Korean missionaries, they have to hide themselves after the crusade. But we didn't see this just once or twice. In almost every crusade, that's what happened. In some countries, and if the pastors who are with us, if they are strong, if Korean missionaries are spreading false rumors, they ask the Korean missionaries to leave the country. That's what happened in Russia. And those who helped us, worked with us, they received blessings, and those who didn't, they regret later. And the Korean missionaries, and seeing all these works of God taking place, they shouldn't be doing this later on, but they keep on doing that because they are jealous. So even though, no matter how much word of God you listen to, if you don't circumcise your heart, you still seek your own benefits. We do not cause any harm to any Korean missionaries or any other churches. We don't say everybody has to come to Manmin Church. We don't say that. We want every church to have a revival. And we want the unbelievers to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to awaken the believers, local believers, who are in spiritual slumber. So that's what the senior pastor has been doing. There's no reason for Korean churches to be weakened or anything like that just because of our crusades. But so they don't have any reason to be jealous. But because they have these selfish motives, greed, so they disturb us. But senior pastor never cursed them, never said he hated them, but rather he just wanted them to come to repentance and turn away from their ways. And still, he wants them to repent. In the countries where there are no Korean missionaries, there is no persecution. Last year, I went to Israel.
또 사업을 하시고 크게 일을 이루시고 또 홀로코스트 연맹 회장님
We have a doctor
만남이 있었는데
Andrei Gazarovsky.
폴란드이십니다. 폴란드
He is originally from Poland. And he did a great business. And he is famous back there. But he moved to Israel and he is doing business and other things. Also, in the memory of the Holocaust, he formed an organization too. And he preached about, spread the news about our senior pastor in Poland. So they love to hear more. And they want to have a bigger, big crusade. So before inviting senior pastor, he wants me to come to Poland. And he says that there is no false rumor, no disturbance at all. So I asked him back. It seems there is no Korean church in Poland. And he says, true, there is no Korean church in Poland. That is why there is no false rumors. Talking about the powerful works of God taking place through the shepherd, people are happy, happy to hear those things. Why would the Korean missionaries? We are the same people, and why would they have to do this evil? But God the Father is good, and with His goodwill, He wants these people to repent. So, by filling up the measure of justice of the shepherd, God is giving them a chance to repent. Many people in church associations in Korea also passed judgment and condemnation on our church. Because our church grew up very quickly and he became one of the leaders in the associations. There are some senior pastors who are senior to our senior pastor, but they have smaller churches. And there were some ridiculous things. When we used to have two-week special revival meetings, they become nervous and they have their own revival meetings or they criticize, condemn Manmin Church as heretical because they don't want, they are afraid that church members will go to Manmin Church's revival meeting. Once they come here, they experience the works of God, the miracles of God. So they can see for themselves which is true or false. If it is true, they should these pastors, they should send their members so that they can be healed. You know, they know their members are sick. And yet they just create false rumors and spread them. But our senior pastor, he doesn't want other church members to come and register in our church. Even though they are healed in this church during the revival meeting, he wants them to go back to their own churches and serve their churches and be faithful there and spread this gospel and also this message and the powerful works of God so that they can also be blessed and touched. They can receive the blessings of God too. But these pastors, they create false rumors and they try to stop their church members from going to Manmin's revival meetings. But what is the reason to say all those things? There is no reason, no ground for them to be able to say that we are heretical or anything like that. But so by saying that, they committed such grave sins. We don't have any reason to receive that kind of a condemnation. We always have the evidence that God is with us, which is signs and wonders. And we have fiery works of the Holy Spirit constantly. And yet if anybody judges us, condemns us, disturbs us, and persecutes us, this act is a great sin before God. Mark 3:29 says, But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. In Korean church associations, many people belong to this category. And about these unforgivable sins, judging and condemnation, and so that they can receive forgiveness of these unforgivable sins, the senior pastor had to fill up the measure of justice on their behalf. But those pastors and those people in the church associations, so that is why our senior pastor had to fill up the measure of justice for such a long time. Also, they teach the truth on the outside, but their inside is so stained by sins that it's difficult for them to be saved. And such internal problems have been revealed outwardly as well. And now the trust for Korean churches is lower than that for other religions. Also, especially because of financial problems, immorality with church funds, not just a little bit of money, but the pastors, they embezzle the church money. And there are divisions, dissensions in the church. The elders want to drive out the pastor. And the pastor wants to keep the elders in check. And all because all these things are revealed on the outside as well. The news is spread. And people become so disappointed in churches, in Christian churches, in Protestant churches. The revival has stopped. And number of believers is on downturn. Along with economic difficulties, churches are also having a hard time financially. Many churches in Korea will face various problems internally and externally. We see the materials in the general assemblies of big denominations, big churches in 2016. And many reports say that the number of church members has decreased. But they don't know what exactly they have to do. Some people feel that something has to change. But actually, it is the pastors who have to change first. But they don't realize that. The number of churches is decreasing. The amount of offering is decreasing. And because of that, many churches are closing down. And the name of Protestant churches is going down in the society. And the problems are so many, but nobody can solve this problem. In the general assemblies of denominations, they report that the number of churches is decreasing in many big denominations. Bigger problem is number of children is going down. Of course, in Korea, we are having such a great problem of a low birth rate. But also because many students, they just want to study. And also those who have little faith, they don't want their children to come to church. They just want their children to keep on studying even on Sundays. Because all other unbelieving students, they keep on studying on Sundays too. So they are worried that they will be left behind. They can't get into a good college. So the parents keep pressure on them, on their children, or the teachers teach them this way. And because these Hagwons, cramming schools, they have classes on Sundays. So the number of children and students in the church is going down so much that many churches have closed down their Sunday schools. Children Sunday school and student Sunday school. Many, it's not a few, but many churches do not have any Sunday school. This is a big problem for Korean churches because it means there is no future. The children are the future. And this future is breaking down. Also, many churches and denominations say we need some kind of change among the churches, but they don't know the answer. Some people are awake and they see that it's because they say that it's because they compromise with the world. The number of worship services is decreasing. Some churches, they just abolish worship services. For example, in the past, every church had morning service and evening service. Obviously. I mean, naturally, of course, they had all the churches had morning and evening services, but many churches are abolishing evening services. Now, because they have a five-day week, they think it's difficult for them to come to church on Sundays. So with the Friday service, they replace Sunday service with Friday service. Or they have early morning service on Sunday, so they can have full day for themselves. How about then? So Wednesday, Friday service, they don't have these meetings, and the number of worship services is going down. Number of members is going down. This is a reality, but it's very difficult for them to find the answer, the solution. And seeing these things, as for me, and I feel that our church is the perfect example. Children and Student Sunday School. Our senior pastor, several years ago, he began to touch these spiritually, give spiritual touches to these children and students. So he awakened these students who were stained by the world, by sins of the world. And he invited them to his prayer house, which is a spiritual, which is supposed to be holy spiritual space where he directly communicates with God. But he invited them and he fed them, he gave them allowances. Most of all, he wanted them to feel that heaven is beautiful and so that they could have a hope for heaven. So their hearts were changed. The parents, they scolded them, they nagged them, and they, or by anything, they couldn't change them. It was worrisome. The situation was worrisome. But by visiting the prayer house, the students changed. And the students, even in the world, in the school, they are recognized and they receive a lot of praises. The United leader of the Students Sunday School, he got accepted by Yonsei University Business Administration. How busy he must have been for the whole year, because he is the leader of the United Mission of Students Sunday School. But he still gets into one of the most prestigious universities in Korea. And so we are showing that we are setting a perfect example. We have spirit-filled worship services, and we had the New Year service from last night until this morning, early morning. And still you are here, and you come to Sunday morning service. We are awakened. So, all the problems in the church, Korean churches, we can solve all the problems because we are full of spirit, and the students are full of spirit. What is the reason? Is it because of some kind of strategy? No. It is possible only through one person, our shepherd. Because he loved the Father God first, and he practiced it. He taught as he practiced. And he makes sacrifices. So through his sacrifices, he changed the church members, he changed the students. His life is awakening the church associations and the pastors. And when he goes out to church associations, so many pastors will come to repentance. God the Father wants to give a chance of salvation for these churches in Korea too, even though they are going the opposite way of God's will. This year, we'll be able to see a way to go out to the church associations little by little. First, those whom God prepared in church associations will be connected to us. The Father has planted people who truly love God and who can help us in going out to the church associations by laying the foundations for it. I hear about these things in pastors' association of our church. The pastors, we have a counseling telephone in the pastor's office. So for that, we designate, we take turns, the pastors take turns to give counsel, to stay there and get a telephone, receive the telephone calls. And we receive many calls from other pastors. They say, I'm a pastor of another church, and they talk about themselves, and they were not sure about before God. And some people say, I hated one of my church members, and I didn't know what to do about it. But I had a trouble in my heart. But after listening to Reverend Jadok Lee's messages, I received the answer. Now I repent. I turn from my ways. And I am learning the messages of the senior pastor, Reverend Jadok Lee, and I'm teaching the same message to my members. There are so many pastors who say this. And also, many people, they want to meet a senior pastor, Reverend Jadok Lee, but because they can't meet them just with a call. So we suggest them to go to our website. Also, they don't have some members, they want to have a prayer meeting in their churches, but they don't have the power to do it. You know, their pastors don't do it. So they just attend the Daniel prayer meeting. And some pastors also, they want to have a prayer meeting in their churches, but the members don't come and they don't have the power to do it, so they just attend Daniel prayer meeting. And many people, many pastors are waiting for our senior pastor to come out to the church associations. And these people will be revealed by the work of the Holy Spirit and they'll be connected to us. At first, there'll be a few. The number will be small, but they will increase. Also, many pastors in church associations feel that it's time to sanctify the churches and they have to gather the strength all together. Many say that we have to recover true faith and there needs to be some kind of reformation. Also, many press people, Christian press people, they ask our senior pastor to come out to church associations. Because they've been seeing the works taking place in Manmin Church, especially overseas crusades. They received all the materials. Also, some of them, they came all the way to senior pastors' overseas crusades. And they say, why don't you have this kind of crusade in Korea? And they ask him to have these meetings in Korea too. But there is timing of God for everything. And the senior pastor has been waiting for the time. And when he works with the 100% completed power of recreation, he will begin his ministry in Korea too. So many people are waiting, longing for the shepherd, waiting for the shepherd to come out. And at first, there will be a small number, but the number of the gathering, the number of crowd will gather, increase, keep on increasing, and the whole Korea will be changed. Those who feel the need will gather together and have a united crusade, Christian event. Then we'll support some parts of their needs, and the church associations will get out of stagnation and become active. Through such events, the role of our church will become increasingly more important. The misunderstandings about our church will naturally fade away, although we don't defend ourselves. Along with this, the holiness gospel and the powerful works will naturally spread in the churches. Also, some people will be touched by goodness and love in the works of power of recreation. They will be united with us, with their hearts. Just like we united the churches in Israel, each church association in Korea will also be united with us one by one and form a united meeting. Of course, it doesn't mean all churches will unite with us. Some used to stand against us, but they will repent and become one with us. Others will just continue to stand against us. Some will cooperate with us for financial support, but gradually they will see and feel true goodness and love and eventually become one with us from the heart. The senior pastor says, there are problems in the church associations and there are unpleasant, unpleasing things in the sight of God. There are spiritual things, spiritual problems in the church associations. He knows about all these things. So he is making intercessions and he has filled up the measure of justice for these people too. And these spiritual problems will be solved when the senior pastor goes out to the church associations and he purify these things. But they need also help, our help, especially small churches. They need the financial help. They are not financially independent. So some pastors, they have two jobs. I mean, they have a job as a pastor, and also some people have secular jobs. So they can't take care of their members properly. So this is a hindrance for the church revival. So those who have these financial problems, the senior pastor knows about all these problems and he's preparing to solve these problems too. When he goes out to church associations, he wants to support these churches that have financial difficulties. So he wants to provide them with both spiritual and material support. If you just teach them spiritually, and if you are changed, God will bless you. But for them to change, it takes time. It doesn't take place overnight. So for that time being, he wants to support them financially too, so that he can awaken many churches and bring church revivals. all over Korea. And this is what he's been preparing for. Those pastors who are united with us with heart will diligently listen to the holiness gospel and try to take hold of better heavenly dwelling place by force. Those who could go to only into paradise will be able to hope for the first or the second kingdom of heaven. A very small number of pastors in church associations will be able to go to New Jerusalem as well. God specifically said a number, but I'm not going to tell you because it might be shocking. It's just a handful, less than a handful. And because they committed so many sins, and they didn't circumcise their heart, they piled up so many walls of sin before God. So even though they listen to the holiness gospel and they repent and they turn away from their sins and they try to go to better dwelling place in heaven, for us, it is something natural. New Jerusalem is something natural, but for them, for those pastors, it's not easy for them. Especially the leaders who took the lead in condemning us in the past will have to be satisfied with receiving the grace of salvation. Those churches that unite with us will experience the impartation of God's blessing and glory. As a result, the church associations centering about us will have greater strength. God the Father wants this association to grow up, to become a power to stand against the power of the Antichrist at the end time. As a couple of years pass after we work in the church associations, most problems and other unrighteous things will come to an end. In about 3 years, the negative image of Christianity in Korea will be recovered too. This is the providence of God for the shepherd to fulfill in related with church associations. And as we participate in this ministry, we will also receive blessings and rewards. So let us pray together and let us fulfill our duties, respective duties. Dear brothers and sisters, I will talk about the vision given by God about overseas mission in the future. Even in other countries, Europe was the birth, kind of a beginning place of Christianity. But now they have a stagnation for such a long time. The number of believers in churches is decreasing. The number of churches is decreasing. And many churches, they can't keep the church buildings. So they sell their properties. This is what is happening in Europe. Also, even in the United States, they sent the missionaries to Korea. That is what is happening in the United States. The biggest missionary organization in the United States, it says the number of missionaries is reduced by 1,000. The Southern Baptist, the mission department of the Southern Baptist Church, they reduced the number of missionaries by 1,000. But what is happening in this church? Just in the year 2016, even though the senior pastor is filling up the measure of justice alone in the prayer house, through his power, many co-pastors, assistant pastors have been fulfilling a lot of overseas missionary works. With this holiness gospel and the power of God, we are welcomed everywhere. And we are not decreasing in any missionary works. We are only increasing in case of missionary offerings and the budget for overseas mission. The budget is increasing. It is increasing from 2015 to year after year, 2015 and 2016. So in Manmin, nothing is decreasing. There is only increase. Hallelujah. This is the guarantee work of God. God is the ruler of everything. And if He loves any church, how can there be any decrease in that kind of church? And this is the faith of the shepherd. It has to increase all the time. How can there be any decrease? Even though the senior pastor is not going out to going to any missionary trips, the overseas missionary works have been only increasing. the Southern Baptist Church in the United States. They reduced the number of the missionaries by 1,000. It means so much cut in the budget, so much cut in the number of missionaries. Seeing all these things, we can see that the Father will have to fulfill His will through our shepherd. So we can see all these things in comparison with church associations and other churches. And it's not only about overseas missionaries. We have some overseas pastors who love our shepherd and who want to learn the holiness gospel and to teach with the holiness gospel and who work with the handkerchiefs on which the senior pastor prayed. And these pastors are also doing active works, active missionary works, especially the pastors in Israel. They are traveling all over the world. Also, you remember, the pastor in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is the birthplace of Jesus. But when he was going to Israel, he visited Bethlehem and he heard shocking things from the local pastors. This is the birthplace of Jesus. But the Christianity is on a decline, and there's almost, it's become extinct in Bethlehem. And in this situation, where is the will of God? What is the will of God? We have to continue our ministry here. Of course, it's not the will of God for them to all leave Bethlehem. But for Christians, it's difficult to get a job, and they don't have a graveyard, because they can't get a graveyard. They can't get a piece of land. And they don't have a wedding hall. So in this situation, so many Christians are leaving Bethlehem, so the pastors in Bethlehem, they asked the senior pastor, what is the will of God? So what did he say? Of course, the will of God is revival and growth. So he gave them hope and he prayed for them and he supported them. So through the shepherd, they were strengthened. And it wasn't just a one-time help. And the senior pastor is supporting them even until today, continually. And he prays for them. He loves them. And he trusts them. So, in Bethlehem, they were having a hard time. But when I saw the pastor in Bethlehem for the first time, he asked me to pray for the persecution to go away. But now he says a lot of persecution has gone away in Bethlehem. And we are sending missionaries from our church. I believe you remember. With the support, financial support, spiritual support, and prayer support of the senior pastor, they were strengthened and they received the messages of the senior pastor, and also they received the power of God through the Manmi ministry, and they try to work with this power of God, with this holiness gospel, and they are sending missionaries to other places. Because of this ISIS and other things, there is a lot of a terrorist attack also. And the people of Israel, they feel afflicted in their heart. And also they listen to these TV broadcasts, satellite broadcasts. So the pastor was saying that they are preparing to send up the signal as well. And they were saying these things when Senior Pastor was doing the missionary works in Israel several years ago. They were saying the same, they were saying it. The praises they give to us, it is their heartfelt thanks, heartfelt praise. They are so proud of Manmi. And in some branch churches of Manmin, there's a great pastor, very famous revivalist. And he asked one of our branch churches to have a meeting in the church. I believe most Christians, they have a longing to go to preach the gospel in Israel because it's the birthplace of Jesus and the Christianity. But many revivalists, many evangelists, they visit Israel once and they go back and that's it. But our senior pastor, His love is not like that. In case of the world, even though they have so much, they have so much affluence, they don't share. They just want to keep everything to themselves. You know, just because having a lot doesn't mean you can help others. And it's not because a senior pastor has a lot to spare, so he gives to others. He just saves his own expenditures. He doesn't spend for himself. And he only gives for missionary offerings, overseas missions, and the church, and those who are in need. So with this kind of help, the churches in Bethlehem, they received strength, and they are sending missionaries. And this is the work of God, the missionary work that the Manmin is doing. And what I'm telling you, what I'm saying, is what the senior pastor will do in the future. As the, when the power of recreation is completed 100%, we'll have the second wave of overseas crusades that will reap very different fruits than those of the first wave. From 2000 to 2000, we had the first wave of overseas crusades. So now when the senior pastor begins overseas crusades again, it'll be the second wave. The powerful works were manifested greatly and amazingly in the first wave. But the Father says it was just like sampling. If we go to the countries again where we had the crusades previously, the responses will be enthusiastic. You can imagine, and there will be more things than what you can imagine. Thus, the outcome will also be very different from previous crusades. It will be so even in China and Egypt, where we couldn't have a crusade in the first wave. At that time, it seemed we couldn't reap a lot of fruits, but it will be different in the future. In the second wave, the crusades will shake the whole continent. For example, if we go to a country in Africa, not just one country, but the whole continent will be mobilized in the size and preparations. Many Christian leading pastors in Africa joined us, Manmin, last year. At that time, 869 churches joined as branch churches. And now we have more than 5,000 branch and associative churches in Africa. Right now we have 5,652 branch churches in Africa. This is in the Father's providence to prepare for Africa United Crusade. One by one, the Father has been connecting those who want to join us. And when the time has come, they will all be revealed at once. After all, if they prepare for a united crusade together, it'll be very different than before. Can you imagine? Can you picture it? Many people are longing. Many African countries, they are longing. They're hoping that it'll be their own country. But no matter where, which country the city pastor goes to, it'll all be prepared. You know, with the satellite live broadcast, they can all have a crusade in their respective countries. And even though we want to have this kind of a continent-wise crusade, without the pastors in each country, we cannot have it. So this is what the Father has been preparing for. So after the crusade in Africa, the next one will be held in Europe. After Europe, there will be another continent. How will we have crusades mobilizing the whole continent? We'll have a united crusade in a city at the center of the continent, and it'll be broadcast by TV and other media. Then those who are prepared in each country, in the same continent, will be mobilized systematically, and it'll be like having the crusade real-time in each country. Actually, it was so in the first wave of crusades too. When we had a crusade in one country, other countries, they received it. They received a satellite live broadcast. And some people, they were watching it on TV, so we cannot count all of them. But in big churches or in a ground, they set up a TV screen and they watched the crusade at the same time, and they were being healed in the same way. And that's what happened in the first wave. But in the second wave, all these things will be prepared so much better. And rather than we support them financially, they these things in the first wave, they were hoping and they were longing and they prepared all these things by themselves. But because we have a connection now, all throughout the continent, all the pastors will be working together systematically. So when there is a crusade in one country, the whole continent will be mobilized. And not just that continent, because the broadcasting can go all over the world. So many people will participate together, all over the world, and save so many souls. So after Africa, Europe, Americas, and Asia, the broadcasting network will have a tremendous effect. When we have the second wave of crusades, for example, just in Europe, the power of the Antichrist will become nervous. They'll try to stop us, but there is no way. And so they become nervous. They're trying to stop us with their great strength, great power. But the Father God knows another great power with our senior pastor, the kings of the nations. And also there are countries that have a great power. They can stand against the power of the Antichrist. So the Father God has already prepared those who can help us, help the senior pastor. So even though the Antichrist tries to disturb us in the crusades, we will also have our supporters and helpers. So we will have these crusades. And even after the crusades are over, the Antichrist will try to come up with various ways to silence the impacts. But the powerful works in the second wave crusades in each continent will be so clear and great that they can never erase them. As a result, Habakkuk 2:14 will be fulfilled, which says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Also, countless souls will get a chance for salvation, and the Father's good will at the end of time will be completely fulfilled. Until that day comes, I hope all you believers will keep on praying for this vision shown by God and prepare for those moments. Let me conclude the message. Until now, the Father God has been fulfilling all His providence. The shepherd has been fulfilling all the providences of the Father God. No matter how difficult it was, even though it was life-threatening, He just obeyed everything, and He fulfilled everything, and He bore so many fruits, so much fruit. He bore more fruits than the Father God expected. So it became so much happiness and joy to the Father God. And because He has been fulfilling all the providence of God, God was pleased with the shepherd, and He guarantees him, and He gives him even greater power every day. And now He lets him show the amazing power of recreation. He shows His love. And reading this message, I felt how beautiful this relationship is between the Father and the Shepherd. The Shepherd loves the Father so much, and he knows, understands the will of the Father, even though he doesn't tell him what it is. And he does more than what is expected of him, and yet he says, "I've done nothing." And the Father God is pleased with the obedience and love of the shepherd, and He expresses His love as much as He can. He gives them so much blessing. He guarantees all His prayers. And above all, He gives him the amazing power of God to show how much He loves him. So this relationship is so beautiful, and I envied. I wished I could have also this kind of a relationship. And I hope we'll all be able to have this kind of relationship with God. And we should all become pleasing, beautiful fruits of the shepherd and for the Father God, and fulfill His providence together. Listening to this message, I believe we can see that this plan for our church is so vast and great. He wants to renew the church associations, and there is a part of a second wave of a great crusade. But you feel like you have nothing to do? It's not true. You can first pray Prayer is very important. You can pray for these events. And also, fulfilling your duties in your respective areas is also a part of fulfilling this providence of God. When the senior pastor goes out to church associations and to outside overseas crusades, if the headquarters, the main church, if we lose strength, what will happen? If there is any worry or concern for him about the main church, then he won't be able to do the full ministry. He might have concerns. Oh, what if the number of attendants is on a decline, is going down? What if the amount of offering is going down? What if the when he is not in the church, sometimes we lost strength. But now, it's not like that. We are trained and through the measure of justice filled up by the space of the shepherd, we are on the rock of faith and we can never waver or we can never shake. And we will be even more on the alert and keep on praying when he is not in the church. There are problems in the church associations. And to solve these problems, this can be solved by showing ourselves, giving examples, giving the example of ourselves. If we are not filled with the Spirit, if we doze off in the worship services, and it means we cannot guarantee the word of the shepherd. We cannot set a good example. In the churches, the number is decreasing, but we have a revival. We have a growth so that the senior pastor can confidently say, and it's the same with other countries. When he conducts overseas crusades, he always says, because our Manmi members are spiritually awake, they don't go to hospitals. They are not sick. They don't get a disease. And also he can talk about revival and growth in the church, the blessings he received from God. These are the things that he can talk about. We should be able to guarantee all these things. We should be able to set a good example before everybody, before all believers all around the world. So when he goes out to church associations and other countries, it means we are supporting him from the main church, from the headquarters. We should be full of energy, full of growth and revival. So when other people come, they can learn from us. We can say, come and see. So, when the message is given as small group leaders, cell group leaders, group leaders, or leaders of United Mission Groups, what can we do? So first of all, what kind of fruit can we bear? We can think about this. The first thing is revival in our groups, small groups, or district, or mission groups. Also, we can also do the voluntary works, voluntary services, so that the senior pastor can freely go outside and preach the holiness gospel. So if anybody comes here, they can learn from us, learn from our example. Because we are filled with the Spirit and we have revival. And so we should be able to become the role model. So, whatever was lacking in 2016, we had with revival, the growth in 2017. I hope you will be able to fill up the fruit in 2017, the revival. So, we do our part so that the senior pastor can do his part and fulfill the providence of God. So that when it means we are participating in the providence of God together, along with the shepherd. We'll be pleasing children in the sight of God. Then God will love us too, and He'll say, what shall I do? Just tell me. What shall I do for you? So, know and fulfill the providence of God, and seeing the fruit, God will be pleased with us, and He will give us endless love, limitless love. And just like in the love relationship between the Father and the Shepherd, we should also be able to have that kind of a relationship with the Father. So I hope you will all be receiving blessings by fulfilling the providence of God. In the evening service, I'll talk about what the Father God wants us to fulfill. His providence for us, toward us. Let's pray together, thinking about the message.
또한 해외 선교를 어떻게 이루시는지 2017년도는 시작이요 그 이후에 어떠한 풍성한 열매를 맺히실 것인지를 말씀드렸습니다. 성도님들 믿음으로 받아 기도하며 또 우리가 어떻게 그러한 일을 이루시는 목자님의 힘이 되고 아버지의 섭리를 이루어 드릴 것인가를 준비하며 이행하여서 풍성한 열매를 내어드리는 복된 성도님들로 축복하여 주옵소서. 마음껏 아버지의 섭리를 이루어 주옵소서. 감사드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 당회장님의 환자를 위한 기도를 받으
We receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive the prayer for your heart's desires with faith.
Hallelujah. 전능하신
Hallelujah, Almighty God, the Father, who loves us, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and touch them with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host, and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and places of business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.